Half a century ago, a huge religious rift occurred, leading to the Protestant Reformation. Now, a new study from the Pew Research Center on Religion and Public Life indicates the dramatic differences between Protestants and Catholics has narrowed, but that moderation has been clearer in Europe than it has in the U.S. With me to explain the current depths of disagreement is Patrick Hornbeck, associate professor and chair of Fordham University's Theology Department. Patrick, why would there be a difference between how Protestants and Catholics view each other in European countries when compared with the U.S.?
Well, Steve, one of the most important things that's worth thinking about is that the U.S. is probably one of the world's most religiously active nations. Western Europe, of course, was the heartland of Christianity for many, many years. Of course, not where Christianity began, but where Christianity got a very significant social foothold. It's the place where the Protestant Reformations and the Catholic Reformation of the 16th century happened. But Western Europe has become secular at a much faster pace than we've seen here in the U.S., although some of the other numbers that Pew and other agencies have come up with suggest that the U.S. is catching up on that in some ways. And so in a society that's more secularized, the sorts of individual differences between Catholicism and various Protestant denominations tend to sort of drop out of sight as the difference between religious life and secular life comes more to the forefront. So more U.S. people are more clear on their identity as a Catholic or as a Protestant. And so I think it's not surprising that those differences seem to be elided a bit more in Western Europe, particularly in some of the nations that ranked highest in the study, a place like the Netherlands, for instance, which is much more secular than some of the other countries in the study.
In a general sense, in the U.S., are Catholics more or less likely to be a little bit more secular, what the term used to be lapsed? And could that affect whether there is a feeling of being closer together in terms of viewpoints?
That's a great question. So we know that somewhere between 1 in 4 and 1 in 3 people raised Catholic in the U.S. changed their religious identity away from Catholicism at some point in their life. About half of those folks become non-religious, and they identify themselves in one way or another. A significant number of them go into Protestant evangelical traditions, and then others go into either liberal Protestant traditions or other religions altogether. So one of the things that happens in the U.S. is that there's a lot of migration across religious groups rather than a migration, say, from religiousness to non-religiousness, although that does happen in significant numbers. Perhaps what's more important even than what tradition a person starts with is how strongly their religiosity or their lack of religiosity is an important identity for them. In many, many European countries, religiosity is more of a cultural matter than it's a matter of close, particular, personal identification. So many British people, for instance, are nominally Anglican, but they don't feel particularly strongly connected to the Church of England. And so in the U.S., because we've had such a long tradition of the independence or the separation of church and state, we've had such a strong tradition of different religious groups competing for attention in the marketplace of ideas. People's sense of themselves, say, as Catholic or as evangelical Protestant, is much stronger in contrast to each other than we might find in some other places.
Is there a breakdown in terms of denomination? There's certain Protestant groups believing something different from each other, and how does that compare and contrast with Catholicism?
Well, that's certainly the case. So there are something like more than 20,000 different Protestant denominations around the world, some of them as small as just a single church or two. So it gets tricky. It depends on how exactly you count a denomination. So one of the things about the set of changes that are unleashed through the Protestant Reformation is very often churches would split apart. They would come to a place where they realized they disagreed on some particular matter, and they formed their own new tradition, and then that tradition split, and then that tradition split. And so some of these so-called denominations are only maybe one or two churches that happen to be in fellowship with each other, but hold themselves out as distinctive. So obviously there are differences within the Protestant tradition. Everything from, you know, the very high formal Anglican liturgy that, you know, many people would be forgiven for thinking it was a Catholic Mass, all the way down to a sort of charismatic or Pentecostal service that looks entirely different and features people speaking in tongues. I wouldn't want us to lose sight, though, of the fact that within Catholicism, there's also that same variety. And so the sort of Catholic Mass that would be celebrated in a barrio in Latin America is different from the High Mass in a Gothic cathedral somewhere in Europe, is different from the sorts of services that you would see on a tea plantation in India.
As we're moving in, some people might say, a more
progressive direction, a more tolerant direction, whatever we want to say in terms of what people's belief systems are. I think many of us have seen how certain church services have changed to accommodate more people and accommodate them in a different way. Do you see it going in that direction or no?
Well, one thing I think is definitely true is that more traditional believers or those who are more invested in their faith often have more in common with each other across denominational lines than they do with the more progressive members of their own traditions. So in some ways, the conservative Anglican, the conservative Catholic, and the conservative evangelical share many, many more commitments than maybe the conservative Anglican does with the liberal Episcopalian, you know, in what looks like the same religious tradition. Those who are willing to take a countercultural position, oftentimes a more traditional position, find themselves at odds with members of their traditions that are sort of more accommodating to the surrounding culture. I don't necessarily at all mean accommodating in a bad way, but maybe updating their faith to be in conjunction with the surrounding culture. I think it's helpful just to remember that 500 years ago, at the time of the Protestant Reformation, you could get yourself killed. You could get yourself executed by the secular authorities of your country for believing the wrong thing. And one of the things that's most heartening to me about the Pew study is one of the last findings that they had, which is, you know, more than 9 out of 10 people are willing to reckon, you know, to acknowledge, to welcome members of other religious traditions as neighbors, as family members, as spouses. That certainly is something that wouldn't have been the case back in the 16th century. Yes, there are those who continue to hold themselves out as traditional. But in many ways, I think we're seeing both at an intellectual level and at a practical level that these differences, whatever they were in the 16th century, are not dividing people in the same way today.
All right. Patrick Hornbeck is Associate Professor and Chair of Theology at Fordham University. Patrick, my pleasure to talk with you. Thanks.
Steve, thank you so much.